chapter, Vyasacharya was really preparing the ground. For what? For Brahma Vidya. For Brahma Vidya to take place, Vyasacharya was really preparing the ground. The preparation of the ground was what? To bring the student to the teacher. To bring the Shishya to the teacher. Because Brahma Vidya should be given actually in the form of dialogue between the student and the teacher. There should be a Shishya who should crave to get this knowledge. The drive should be there. That should be there. Because he should have the craving to get out of samsara. For that, what he should do first? He should recognize that he is in samsara first, and then he should take steps to get out of samsara. So Vyasacharya was trying to set the stage in the first chapter where Arjuna recognizes that he is in the samsara and he has the craving desire to get out of samsara. And in the process, the samsara also was outlined as having the three components, namely attachment, raga, and then deep grief, shoka, and then delusion, moha. So all the three things were brought out here. He was intensely experienced wherever he was saying swajanaha, my people, my own kith and kin. They were all because of attachment. So that is raga. And wherever he was really hurt by deep grief, sidanti mama gatrani tvachaiva paddhakete, all those things, they all refer to the deep sorrow, the deep grief he is in. And the moha, the delusion, what was that brought out? The way he was trying to argue Dharma Shastra itself. He was misinterpreting Dharma Shastra because he was overcome by attachment so much. So he was interpreting Dharma Shastra and telling that what? Killing the Kauravas is a sin. That's what he was trying to interpret. While it was actually punya. Because they were all declared as what? Atatayis. They are all Mahapapis. So to kill them, to destroy them is a punyam, is the duty of a kshatriya, but he was trying to interpret the same thing as papam. So he was trying to misquote shastras, again because of confusion or because of delusion, moha. So it was not actually an ordinary raga, shoka, moha problem, but it was a very, very intense problem. It was a very intense problem that the feeling of samsara was so intense in Arjuna that he wanted to get out of it immediately, right then and there. It is like much more intensive ICU treatment, not just the ICU, much more intensive ICU treatment. So this was the stage of the first chapter. So that's what we understood from the first chapter, how Vyasacharya set the stage for Brahma Vidya to take place. So with this background, now we will go to the second chapter and see how the developments in the second chapter are going to take place. Now, Arjuna wants to get out of samsara, that's fine. But still he does not know that he needs an external help for accomplishing that desire. He still thinks that he is in control. He needs to get out, but thinks he can do it himself. That is the problem Arjuna has even now. So he thinks, you know, it is like looking at a medical dictionary and looking at some publications here and there and trying to treat yourself. Oh, I have this symptom, so this should be due to this. Dictionary says, treat with this medicine, go buy this and try to treat it. That's what Arjuna is trying to still do. He doesn't still think that there is a need for a doctor. He thought he can treat it himself. But the samsara disease, it cannot be cured by oneself. And a guru, the doctor, is needed here for samsara, this thing. So Arjuna must first discover that he needs external help. So far he has discovered what? He is in samsara, he has discovered. But he has not yet discovered. And he wants to get out of it also. That is also found out. But he has still not discovered that he needs an external help to get out of this particular bhava roga. This samsara is bhava roga, the disease of this janma, this birth. Okay. So his helplessness, he has not completely understood it yet. Once he thinks that he is helpless, once he completely understands that he is helpless, then he will go to whom? To Govinda. Oh Govinda, oh Gopala, now please get me out of this. That's what he is going to say at that time. Uttara, mam, deenam, balaheenam, adiheenam. So all this thing, he is going to tell all that thing, because unless you lift me up from this, I can never get out. That Arjuna has to say. So till that time, he thinks that he is in control. In this chapter, Arjuna is now going to discover his dhina bhavaha. Dina Bhavaha is his helpless nature. He is going to find that thing out and surrender to Krishna. That's what he is going to do now. Then he becomes a Shishya. Once he surrenders, till then Arjuna is the commander. He thinks that he is the master and Krishna is a charioteer, a driver. That's what he has been thinking. Now the master has to change his role and he has to become a Shishya, and the charioteer has to change his role and he has to become the guru, so that he can impart this knowledge to Arjuna. So the first portion of the second chapter, we will find Arjuna turning to be a Shishya. That is what is covered in the first portion of the second chapter. Arjuna turns to become a Shishya and Krishna in turn, he becomes a guru. That's what is happening. So the chapter, this is how it is going to develop from the beginning. Then the teaching will start. Krishna is going to start the teaching from then on, starting from the 11th shloka onwards. So we will find actually there are three main things. The whole Gita actually is summarized in a nutshell in the second chapter. The whole Gita. Like the, you know, in the newspaper you have the headlines. We call it Samkshepa. So the Gita headlines are given right now. And then the elaboration will take place. And again, the headlines will be again brought out. A good speaker, who is a good speaker? The guy who first says what he wants to say. And then he says it, elaborate. He will elaborate all those with all the, you know, anecdotes, so many things. And finally conclude again saying what he said. Say what you want to say it, and say what you said. So this is how normally a good teacher will start his teaching. And here in this case also, this is a chapter, it's a Samkshepa chapter. Actually, this chapter and the 18th chapter. 18th chapter also completely summarizes the entire Gita. Here also this summarizes the entire Gita. So, 2nd and 18th chapters can be considered as what? Samkshepa or the nutshell. Samkshepa is nutshell chapters. And the 3rd to the 17th chapter could be considered as the elaboration of what is said already in the 2nd, elaborated over all these chapters and finally summarized again at the 18th chapter. Since the second chapter contains the essence of the entire Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will talk about first what? Jnana Yoga. What is the aim of the entire Gita? Yeah. Is to get Jnana, to get Brahma Vidya, self-knowledge. So that is the topic. So Krishna will first talk about Jnana Yoga, first in the second chapter. Because the subject matter is Jnana, this chapter is also called Jnana Yoga, or also called the Sankhya Yoga. This is another name for this topic. So, which is the essence of the entire Vedantic teaching. So, the entire Vedantic teaching is given in the second chapter. So, that is why at the end of each chapter, we said, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre. Brahma Vidya. This is that Brahma Vidya Krishna is going to be talking about here. But there may be some students who may not be prepared to get this knowledge. Because we told, for somebody to get Jnanam, he should be what? He should be an Adhikari. He should be sadhana chaturtaya sampannaha. He should have all those fourfold qualifications. Viveka, discrimination, vairagya, dispassion, shamadhi, shakka sampati, all these mind control, self control, all those qualities, and mumukshutvam, the craving, desire to get out of this samsara, to get out of birth and death. All these four qualifications, unless it is there in some person, that person is still not eligible to get this jnanam, this self-knowledge. So there may be people to whom this preparation may not be there yet, so they are not yet ready to receive Brahma Vidya, self-knowledge. So for them, Krishna has to teach how to prepare themselves. And that is why it is also called Yoga Shastram. When we explained in the previous class, these final summary statements of each chapter, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre. So Yoga Shastra refers to the preparatory steps for somebody to become an Adhikari. Here it is otherwise called Karma Yoga. So Karma Yoga is the preparatory step for somebody to gain what? Chitta Shuddhihi, the purity of mind. And Upasana also is included in that. That is Chitta Ekagrata, the focus of the mind. So once you get purity of mind, and once you get the one point goal, attention in that mind, then a person will be eligible to go for Brahma Vidya. So Krishna will first talk about the Jnana Yoga, which is the goal. And again, he will go back and then talk about Karma Yoga, which is the preparatory step for somebody to equip themselves to this particular process. And finally, when he concludes the chapter, Krishna will talk about the glory of a Jnani. of a self, a person with self-knowledge. What is the glory of such person? Krishna will give also the elements of that glory, the one who is liberated. So in the second chapter, how the architecture is going to be? Arjuna first becoming a Shishya, number one. Then teaching begins with what? With Jnana Yoga. Teaching begins with Jnana Yoga. Then Karma Yoga as the preparation is pointed out. And finally, the glory of a Jnani, the person who is evolved, a person of wisdom, a person of perfection. That is also given. So these are the four topics going to be covered in second chapter. Arjuna becoming a Shishya, teaching begins with Jnana Yoga, then Karma Yoga is pointed out, then glory of a Jnani. So this is how the chapter is going to be developed. And we should now remember how the first chapter was concluded. How the first chapter was concluded? Arjuna is sitting on the ratham miserably. So he was sitting on the ratham miserably. All the tears flowing, all that thing. This guy just put this arrow and bow down and he is just sitting on the ratham. And now Vyasacharya is picking up the thread from that miserable condition of Arjuna into the second chapter. Atta dvitiyodhyayaha.
అశ్రుపూర్ణాకులేక్షణం
కృపయాభిష్టం
అశ్రుపూర్ణాకులేక్షణం విషీదంతమిదం వాక్యం ఉవాచ మధుసూదన విషీదంతమిదం వాక్యం ఉవాచ మధుసూదన
Arjuna is in a peculiar condition. He is extremely sorrowful, that is fine. And he is not taking any action. He is just sitting quiet. So he is sorrowful. But he is not taking any action. He is not willing to fight. And he is not going out also. He is sitting. He is not doing anything. So something or other has to be done because there is a silence now. So something or other has to be done. And who is the other person with him? Only Krishna. So Krishna has to do something to break the silence. Because Arjuna is just sitting, he is not doing anything else. And Arjuna also has started so many things. And Krishna knows, even though he has gone into silence, he still has a lot to get out from his mind. Mind is not empty yet. Unless the patram, the mind is fully empty, it cannot receive any new thing at all completely. So Krishna wants to make sure that Arjuna empties out the entire thing. You know, in our custom, we have got one habit. A tradition. When somebody dies, then you go to that place and you know there are so many days of mourning and all relatives, kithan kin, friends, relatives, they will all go and ask him, oh what a nice person he was, he died. Each time this guy goes and asks, that person will cry for another 10 minutes. Goes on for so many days. Because each time the person cries, the dukkham gets out. So the process, they made it as a process. So that otherwise this person will be containing the dukkham inside the heart. And it is not going to do good to him. So he may become a wreck perhaps. So to ease the mind, they made this as a process. So every time some relative will come within those 10, 13 days, they will come, oh what a nice person he was. Oh she is not just only mother for you, she is the mother for the entire village. They say those things. So that to make sure, it was emotionally also felt, they felt the same way. But they wanted to say, oh, they make it as a process because the dukkham will come, otherwise this guy doesn't speak up. So now Krishna, he is now trying to break the silence of Arjuna. But at that time, you know, silence is happening. Krishna is trying to break. So now Sanjaya interjects and he is now trying to report here. Madhusudanaha uvacha. Lord Krishna said these words. That's what Madhusudana is Lord Krishna. He uvacha. He said these words to Arjuna. What type of Arjuna he was? Kripaya Avishtam. Kripaya Avishtam. Avishtam. Here, Kripaya refers to his self-pity, the samsara. He gives the essence of the actual first chapter by just this word so beautifully. His condition is what? He is overpowered completely by raga. Avishtam. He uses the word avishtam. Actually, we talked about the difference between attachment and love earlier. In the case of love, I will say this many times during the course of the talk, because we have to recognize this very clearly with us. So in the case of love, what is the case? I take to love. I love a person. I take to love. I am the one who is free. I am the one who is free. Love is the one which I use as an instrument, which I willingly show. That's what I do. So love is under my control. I take to love. Whereas in the case of attachment, it is not that I entertain attachment. Attachment overpowered me. I am not taking it to entertain. Attachment overpowers me and it entertains me. And this is the subtle difference between love and attachment. In love, I am the master. In attachment, I am the slave. I am the slave to attachment. I am the master to love. So that is the subtle difference between love and attachment here. So that is why Vyasacharya, now he uses the word Kripaya Avishtam. Avishtam. He did not invite attachment. Attachment overpowered him. Without any invitation, attachment, it just overpowered him, indicating that what? Arjuna was a slave to attachment. One who loves is not a slave. One who is overpowered by attachment. He is a slave actually. He is not a master of love here. So once this attachment, raga, comes, what is the natural outcome then? Ashrupurna akula ikshana. Ikshana means chakshuhu, the eyes. So his eyes was completely filled with what? Tears. Eyes were completely filled with tears. And because it was filled with tears, it became blurred. It became disturbed. The eyes were disturbed, blurred. Ashrupurna, full of tears. So actually it's a very poetic way of saying here, not only the physical eye was blurred in the vision because of the tears, his inner eye also was blunted. It also could not see reasoning. It could not see dharma dharma. So it was filled with grief. So as eyes were filled with tears, blurring the vision, the heart also was filled with grief and moha, so he could not also have the inner wisdom to see things properly. So because of that, what happened? Vishidantam, he is going through intense grief. He is going through intense grief. To that Arjuna, who is struck with such an intense grief, Krishna now said these following words. What are the words he said? He continues in the next shloka. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Kutastva kasmalamidam.
Kutastva kasmalamidam. Kutastva kasmalamidam.
Vishame samupasthitam.
Vishame samupasthitam. Vishame samupasthitam.
Kutastva kasmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam.
Kutastva kasmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam. Kutastva kasmalamidam. Vishame samupasthitam.
Anarya jushtamasvargyam.
Anarya jushtamasvargyam. Anarya jushtamasvargyam.
Akirtikaram Arjuna.
Akirtikaram Arjuna. Akirtikaram Arjuna.
Yajushtamasvargyam akirtikaram arjuna.
Anaryajushtamasvargyam akirtikaram arjuna. Anaryajushtamasvargyam akirtikaram arjuna.
So Krishna is a great psychologist also. He knows to this guy who is in such a miserable condition, a mental wreck, ordinary methods of teaching will not work. So it's like a good psychologist. And this guy, you know, psychiatrists or some of these people, when they bring some guy who cannot be controlled at all, you know, crying so much or doing something, they do so many things, beating him up, tying him, chaining him, they do all kinds of things. So here now Krishna is trying to whip him up. He is trying to whip up the ego, the self-respect of Arjuna here. Because Arjuna is not a student yet. He is still thinking he is in control. But he is an emotional wreck. That is the truth. So Krishna is using some other technique here. It's a quick fix he is trying to use. So what he says, for a Kshatriya, what is important first is his kirti, is his fame, is his self-respect. So this guy is ego. The moment you touch that, it's a hot button. The moment you touch that, he will immediately hiss like a snake. So that is the quality of a Kshatriya. Rajasic. So he is now trying to press the hot button on Arjuna now. So he may be a great bhakta. That may be true. But the moment his ego is hurt, being a Kshatriya, he is going to react. That's what Krishna takes advantage of. And again, Arjuna has to come to a silence now. He thinks he has now exhausted, you know, he thinks that he sat down. So he exhausted everything. Now Krishna, by whipping him up, he is going to make him talk more. So that Arjuna will bring out everything that he has in his mind. So he pricks him a little more. And once Arjuna empties out, then he will become fit to learn. Because now he is empty totally. So such an Arjuna he wants to create now. So Bhagavan Vacha Krishna says, Kutastva idam kasmalam samupasthitam. From where? Kutastva. Did this negative thought, kasmalam. Kasmalam means all negative thoughts, evil thoughts. From where they all come to you? He asked the question. Vishame samupasthitam. And also where? At the wrong time. Wrong time. Because the war is going to start. The kanjis are blown. Everybody is ready with the bow and arrow. At this time, where all these thoughts have come to you. Vishame. Vishame means vishamakale. Vishamakale at the wrong time. At the wrong time, where all these thoughts have come to you. He is asking. So, emotion is nice. Because emotion is good. Because it makes us a human being. What is the difference between, you know, a person who is in human nature and human nature? Emotion. You show emotion. You show sympathy. You show pity on somebody. You show appreciation. You show happiness. These are all emotions from the acts of mind. They are good. But emotionalism is a problem. If that is the case, then you get overpowered by that emotionalism. So that's what he is trying to bring out here. So loving, showing love or compassion is fine. It's emotion. No problem at all. But when the grief overpowers the intellect, then it becomes a weakness. So capacity for emotion is a glory of the Lord, to be very honest. It's also, it's an act of glory, it's a fortune, it is somebody, a good actor for somebody to have. Sympathy is good, because when somebody is in distress, you want to show sympathy to them. You don't want to show sympathy to make him feel bad. Be part of it. It's like, you know, it's a simple thing. You know, when you go to a temple or some place, in India this is very common. You put your brand new slippers you brought, you put it outside. You lost it. When you came back, it is not there. You look all the way around. There is another guy also looking around. And to that guy, what you say? Well, did you also lose? That's it. You are not worried about your losing, and he is also not worried about his losing. They both are now happy. Because he also lost. He also lost. So this showing of sympathy, showing of appreciation to another person's, whatever distress he is having, that's a good trait. That's a good thing to do. But here in this case, it's a weakness in the case of Arjuna. And what type of emotion he is having? Anarya jushtam. This kind of a weakness is not entertained by a noble person anytime. Aryaha is a noble person. His anaryaha is an ignoble person. Because the person who is governed by his sastras, he is Arya. Actually, in all this Arya, Dravida and all those things, they are all misquoted things. Arya is the person who is governed by Shastras. Whatever Shastra says, he behaves according to Shastras. He is Arya. So he knows what is Dharma, what is Adharma. He behaves according to them. So here when he is calling him as Anarya, that means what? You are becoming ignoble now. From a noble person, you are becoming a wretched person. You are becoming a lowly person. At least, after death? Aswargyam, it will never give you even Swargaloka. Okay, now you are showing all these things. Will you give it some punyam? Because you are killing all these people, you are not killing all of them. Will it give some punyam so that you will get Swargam? No, it is Aswargyam. Swargapalam also it won't give. It is not good for you either here, or it is not going to be good even after your death. Swarga Ayogyam. Aswargyam means Swarga Ayogyam is Aswargyam. At least, okay. Will you get at least name and fame by not fighting the war? Akirti karam Arjuna. It will never give you kirti also. Fame also it will not give. It will not give you name. It will not give you any of those things. So it is not going to do good to you in this janma. Even after death, it is not going to give you any name or fame. So all those things it won't give. Actually for a kshatriya, pranam vapi parityajya. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ లివ్ యువర్ ప్రాణ, గివ్ యువర్ ప్రాణ అవే, గివ్ యువర్ లైఫ్, నో ప్రాబ్లమ్. మామేవ అభిరక్షతు, ప్రాణం కాపి పరిత్యజ్యం మానమేవ అభిరక్షతు. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లీవ్ యువర్ లైఫ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ యువర్ మానం, యువర్ నేమ్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ క్షత్రియ ఆల్వేస్ బిలీవ్స్ ఇన్. ఇట్ అనిత్యో భవతి ప్రాణ, బికాస్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ అనిత్యం. ఓన్లీ ఏ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు డై సమ్ డే, ఇట్స్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు లీవ్ ఫర్ ఎవర్. సో వన్ డే లైఫ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు గో. బట్ మానస్తు ఆచంద్ర తారక, బట్ మానం, యువర్ ఫేమ్, యువర్ నేమ్, యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ ది మూన్ అండ్ ద స్టార్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, ద నేమ్ విల్ బి రిమెంబర్డ్ బై పీపుల్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ సమ్ గుడ్ డీడ్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి రిమెంబర్డ్ బై పీపుల్ ఫర్ ఎవర్. బట్ ద పర్సన్ మైట్ డై, డజంట్ మ్యాటర్, బట్ హిస్ కీర్తి విల్ బి రిమెంబర్డ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎ క్షత్రియ ఆల్వేస్ థింగ్స్. సో హీ వాంట్స్ టు డూ యాక్ట్స్ వేర్ హిస్ నేమ్ విల్ బి ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్. యాక్చువల్లీ దర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ టెంపుల్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఇన్ సౌత్ ఇండియా. ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఇన్ ఆల్ ద టెంపుల్స్, సమ్ క్షత్రియ కింగ్ వుడ్ హావ్ బిల్ట్ ద టెంపుల్, అండ్ ఇన్ సమ్ ప్లేసెస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఎస్పెషల్లీ ద చెట్టినాడ్ ఏరియా, యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ ఎ స్టాచ్యూ ఆఫ్ ద మ్యాన్ హూ బిల్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ సమ్ కార్నర్. యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ హిస్ చైర్, దర్ బి ఎ నేమ్ రిటర్న్ దేర్, సో అండ్ సో బిల్ ద టెంపుల్. హీ వాంట్స్ హిస్ కీర్తి, హిస్ ఫేమ్ టు బి దేర్ ఫర్ ఎవర్. యాజ్ ద టెంపుల్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ ఎస్ ఇట్ లాస్ట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ స్టోన్, యాజ్ లాంగ్ ఎస్ దట్ ఇస్ లాస్ట్, హీ వాంట్స్ టు ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ హిస్ నేమ్ ఇన్స్క్రైబ్. సో this is the kirti. So the moment kirti is touched, that hot button is touched, a kshatriya will be affected. Same thing, Rama adopted the same technique with his father, because father asked him to go to the forest. Now he is telling him, he is not, even though he told this thing, he is not willing to, you know, immediately say that thing, because he is overcome by dukkham, how I can tell this to my son. And Rama knows how, what kind of word he has given to Kaikeyi. So Rama touches, father, you have given the word as a king, you have to protect the words that you have given. So as a kshatriya, that is necessary of a king to do that. So this is why, same thing to Kamsa also, when Kamsa was trying to kill Devaki, so at that time Ashariri is said, though you are, you know, her eighth son is going to kill you, so immediately he became enraged and wants to kill her. But Vasudeva, till that time he was trying to plead all those things, nothing worked to this Kamsa, and finally he said, if you are killing your sister, then you are going to have the name of killing a lady, an abala. Yeah, killing a lady, a sister. So who you want to incur such a kirti for you? So Kamsa, some sense came to him, put him in prison, put them in the prison. So the hot button is the ego for a kshatriya. So Krishna indicates akirti karam Arjuna, akirti. Arjuna does not seem to wake up again, because he is still so much down, he is not waking up. So Krishna gives some more dose here. Klaibhyam masmagam appartha.
Klaibhyam masmagam appartha. Klaibhyam masmagam appartha.
Naitatvayupapadyate.
Naitatvayupapadyate. Naitatvayupapadyate.
Klaibhyam masmagam appartha. నైతద్వయ్యుపపద్యతే. క్షుద్రం హృదయ దౌర్బల్యం. So Krishna is trying to use even stronger words. For a kshatriya, even a usage of the word anarya is enough. The moment you call him ignoble, that's it. You have done enough damage, that guy is going to react very violently. But Arjuna's condition is so different here, this guy is still keeping quiet. So he says, Klaibhyam masmagama partha. Don't go to a stage of a klibaha. Klibaha means a napumsaka. Napumsaka is a eunuch. A person, a guy who is neither a man or a woman, who is a sexless person. You are going to the stage of a napumsaka, a klibaha. So he physically seems to be a purusha. You physically seems to be a kshatriya. You're looking at all your other things, a man. But emotionally, with tears in your eyes, where? In the battlefield. Where you are ready to fight the war, a dharma yuddham, you are already showing these things, you behave like a weakling. You behave like a weakling, behave like a woman. So, abala strivat, a stree who is abala, without any strength, you are like a weakling. So, I am not able to judge whether you are a man or a woman. What kind of, you look like a man, a purushaha, but you are behaving like a woman. So, etat twayi na upapadyate, such a condition, etat never befits you, na upapadyate. Because you are a kshatriya, this doesn't befit you at all. Because in Arjuna's case, there is a truth in this statement. Because we should not just think, oh, Krishna is using some words. Arjuna took the role of a woman, Braganada, during the forest stay, the stays of forest.
The 13th year.
Right. In the Ajnadavasa. So at that time, he took the form of Braganada. And Braganada, even though he was there as a woman, but the Kshatriya trait is there. So when there was an ensuing war, so to help that, Uttarakumara, what he said, I will go with him and assist him in the war. So he takes him to the war, and of course he took his Gandiva and all those things. But because even though he was guised as a woman, because of his Kshatriya nature was so much, actually, a Klibaha was this prince was the guy who was a weakling. But by his strong tendencies as a Kshatriya, he could even motivate that boy to come to war and also fight that war. So that was the strength of a Kshatriya. That person could even bring out such a great strength in people who are otherwise looking as weaklings. But such an Arjuna, you took the role of a Braganada at that time, all right. But reality-wise, you are also now behaving like a woman. That's what Krishna is trying to, prick at. So, twayi na upapadyate. Somebody else I can understand. All other people fine. But in your case, I can never understand. So, therefore, what should you do? Arjuna, shudram hridaya daurbalyam tyaktva. Just to throw away the mental weakness. Hridaya daurbalyam, the durbalam of your hridayam, your heart. Just to throw away tyaktva. Leave that alone. Which is not the characteristic of a kshatriya. So, it's shudram. It's lowly. It is unworthy of a kshatriya. So you have to throw it away. Throwing it away, uttishta parantapa, get up. Throwing that weakness away, you get up. You get ready to fight. That's what Krishna is telling. So if Arjuna's problem is a simple emotional problem, then this injection would bring that out. Because he is now calling him not even a man. He was a kshatriya, a great bhatiya. He is not calling him not even a man now. If it is a serious problem, then what? It will help empty his emotions even further. So now Arjuna will show that the problem is not a simple problem. Even for this, Arjuna is not reacting violently and getting to fight. He is now trying to say more things. So there is no quick fix at all. All these Tylenols and Advils did not work. So he has to now go for real diagnosis and trying to treat it. Arjuna vacha
Arjuna vacha Arjuna vacha
Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye
Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye
Dronancha Madhusudana
Dronancha Madhusudana Dronancha Madhusudana
Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye Dronancha Madhusudana
Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye Dronancha Madhusudana Katam Bhishmamaham Sankhye Dronancha Madhusudana
Vishubhi Pratiyostyami
Vishubhi Pratiyostyami Vishubhi Pratiyostyami
Ujarha Varisudana
Ujarha Varisudana Ujarha Varisudana
Vishubhi Pratiyotsyami Pujarha Varisudana
Vishubhi Pratiyotsyami Pujarha Varisudana Vishubhi Pratiyotsyami Pujarha Varisudana
Arjuna plays the same record, same song again. How can I kill my people? They are all my people. Katam Bhishmam Pratiyotsyami. He is asking, how can I am a warrior already, and I have fought lot of wars. I have won lot of victories, no problem. I have no fear for the war at all. But what cannot I swallow is, how I can fight Bhishma. Bhishma the Pitamaha, who brought up the entire Kaurava and Pandava race. He is that such a Bhishma. Bhishma Pitamaha he is. And how can, who is respected by everybody and by me all the time, very much. I am his pet. I am Bhishma's pet. How can I fight him? Prati Yodhyami, it's not Yodhyami. How I can fight back? If he fights me, if he throws arrow at me, fine. Because he is Pitamaha, he is supposed to know the Dharma very well. Maybe from his point of view, there is some adharma might have happened. I might have committed perhaps something. So he can fight me, he can do something to me. Fine, no problem. But how I can fight him back? Pratiyosya. How I can, he didn't ask how I will fight him. How I fight him back? That's what, you know, how much respect he has. And also the attachment also has. This is all brought out by all these words, the way he puts this preposition. Pratiyosya. And Dronancha. Not only Bhishma, Drona also. Drona is the teacher for everybody. I have to do service to him. I have to do all the things to him. I have to wash his clothes. I have to do all these things to him. How I can fight him back also? Katam dronam pratiyotsyami. Where? Sankhya in this war. In this war, how I can fight him back? O Madhusudana, O Krishna. And with what? With Ishubihi. With sharp arrows. How I can fight him back with sharp arrows? Because they deserve worship. They deserve flowers. I have to offer flowers to them. They are my teachers. How I can show, I can throw at them the sharp arrows. Pujarha Arisudana. O Arisudana, O Krishna, they deserve to be worshipped. Pujarha. They have to be done puja. They have to be worshipped. Instead of flowers, I cannot use arrows against them. Even if it is fighting back, I cannot use it against them. Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan.
Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan. Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan.
Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke.
Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke. Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke.
Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan. Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke.
Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan. Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke. Guru Nahatva hi Mahanubhavan. Shreyo Bhoktum Vaikshyama Piha Loke.
Atvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva.
Atvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva. Atvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva.
Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan
Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan
Hatvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan
Hatvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan Hatvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdhan.
So what is his conclusion now? I cannot kill Bhishma, I cannot kill Drona. I will not kill them. They are my teachers. Then what will happen? I will not win this war. If I cannot kill them, I cannot win this war at all. So if I don't win the war, what will happen then? I will not get this kingdom. Because the war is for the kingdom. That's what his conclusion now is. So I cannot get this kingdom. Duryodhana will not allow. He said what? I will not give you even a needle space in my kingdom. That's what he said. So he will not give me anything at all. So what? Then we have to stay in the forest. We will not get the kingdom, we will stay in the forest. So staying in the forest, what? We will not get normal food by staying in the forest. We may have to take the roots, the fruits, all those things we have to do perhaps. Or sometimes what we have to do, we might take bhiksha. We may have to go take alms. We have to go to the alms. It does not matter. Who is telling? A Kshatriya is telling. Kshatriya is telling, even if he has to beg somewhere, it does not matter. That's what he is telling now. Vaikshyamapi ihaloke shreyaha. Vaikshyamapi. Vaikshyamapi means even taking to begging. Vaikshyamapi. Even taking bhiksha, beggary is okay, it is shreyaha. In this world, for a kshatriya, it is very, very lowly thing. To take alms, to take bhiksha, to beg is very lowly for a kshatriya. And he is telling that is okay. No problem at all. Bhiksha is allowed only for the other ashramas. A brahmachari has to take bhiksha and eat. He cannot go and earn food. He can take bhiksha and eat. A sannyasi can take bhiksha and eat. But a grahastha, he never should not take bhiksha at all any time. He has to work, he has to feed the brahmachari, sannyasi both. That is his duty. So here, a kshatriya, a grahastha, Arjuna is telling, even taking to begging is fine with me, but I will not kill these people. That's what he is telling. Gurun ahatva. So that means he has lost all his sense of propriety. He completely lost his sense. Utterly confused person. So gurun ahatva, not killing the guru, by allowing him to survive. And what type of guru he is? Mahanubhavan. He is Mahanubhavan. He is Mahan Anubhavahasya. Mahan Anubhava means his Mahima. It's a great, it's a glory, he's such a great person, such a great guru. Because generations and centuries cannot give birth to one Bhishma. Bhishma is such a person, the history cannot reproduce another Bhishma that easily. Such a Bhishma he is. By killing him in this war, what kind of a great sin I would have committed. So that's what he is telling. So instead of preserving them, such great teachers like Bhishma and Drona, how can I think of killing them? And even if we kill them and get the kingdom, and all the artha kama coming with the kingdom, all the artha means all the wealth, all the kingdom, all the land, all those things, and all the desires, with that I have got all the desires fulfilled, no problem, all those things, even if I get, I cannot enjoy any of them. Artha kamams tu gurun hatva. So we have to connect this gurun hatva with this. Artha kamams tu, after killing these gurus, gurun hatva, after killing these gurus, even if I get the artha kamas, all the material wealth and all my desires fulfilled, they will not be enjoyable by me at all. Why? Bunjiya means enjoy. They will not be, because udira pradigdan bhogan. Udira pradigdan, udira means blood. They are soaked with blood of my own people. All that enjoyment will be stained with the blood. So when there is blood stained with the blood of my own respected people, my own kith and kin, I will never be able to enjoy them. So fighting this war is meaningless. Even if I get the kingdom, I will not be able to enjoy that at all. So first I will not be able to kill them. Instead of killing them, if I have to beg, I am ready to beg. And even if I have to fight the war and get the kingdom, I will not be able to enjoy anything. So why we fight this war at all? So that is the mood he is in. Na chaitat vidmat katarano gariyaha. यद्वा जये मयति वानो जये युहु
यद्वा जये मयति वानो जये युहु यद्वा जये मयति वानो जये युहु
अचैतद्विद्मक कतरन्नो गरीयः यद्वा जये मयति वानो जये युहु
अचैतद्विद्मक कतरन्नो गरीयः यद्वा जये मयति वानो जये युहु
जिजीविषामः
यानेव हत्वान जिजीविषामः यानेव हत्वान जिजीविषामः
देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः
देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः
यानेव हत्वान जिजीविषामः देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः
यानेव हत्वान जिजीविषामः देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः यानेव हत्वान जिजीविषामः देवस्थिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्राः
दिस श्लोका देयर इज सम सेंस गेटिंग इनटू अर्जुनास हेड देयर इज अ टर्निंग पॉइंट इन दिस श्लोका Even in the previous shloka, Arjuna was very decisive. He has no doubts at all. I will not kill them, I will not fight this war. Very decisive. No doubts. He never felt like consulting Krishna. Because why should I consult him? He is very decisive, no problem at all. So he thought he knows the problem and he knows the solution also. That's what Arjuna was telling. Problem is, he is not going to fight the war, there is a solution for him. He wants to leave. So in the previous shloka, what he says, what is the right answer? What is it? I should not kill the people. All those things he knew. At that time, that's what he was telling. I should go to the forest. Should not fight this war. I should go to the forest. I should go to seclusion. Even if I have to live in arms, it is fine. That was all his conclusion in the previous shloka. So he had no intention to consult Krishna. Hey Krishna, is it right to do that? None of those questions. He declared. So we have to imagine now Arjuna's moods in this case. But in the heart of heart, he is a kshatriya. In the heart of hearts, what he must be feeling? He knows the dharma of a kshatriya, he knows very well. He has fought so many wars. He has killed so many people as a kshatriya. Not that he has just a hobby of going killing people. As a kshatriya, he has to uphold the dharma. He knows it very well. So his consciousness pricks him and tells him that these are only emotions. Don't succumb to them. One end of the heart is telling him that. The heart of hearts, it says that. How you can take to arms? Is it possible? Can you survive the taking arms? Very, very difficult. Or in Duryodhana, etc. Or Atatayis? He himself told. Atatayis, great sinners. He himself told. They are all Atatayis. Is it not his duty to destroy them? In the heart of heart, he knows. He knows all those things. So there is a dharmic Arjuna and there is an emotional Rek Arjuna. So these two things are there. Now it's a tug of war going on between the dharmic Arjuna and the emotional Rek Arjuna. So the emotional Rek Arjuna, who wants to leave the war? So Arjuna, he is now feeling like the hot plate and what is that?
The rock and the heart.
So he, at one end, he is now, the dharmic Arjuna wants to tell him, this is not dharma, take arms. Whereas the emotional Arjuna, he is trying to see how I can get out of the war. So he says for the first time, Nachaita Dithmaham Katarannaha Gariyaha. It's a very, very important statement. He openly expresses his doubt here. But he says, Na Vidmaha, I don't know. I do not know what to do, he admits now. Up to that point, he was decisive and clear. Now he says for the first time, Na Vidmaha, I do not know. Do not know what? Katarati Gariyaha. Which one of these two? Which one of these two what? Fighting the war or not to fight? Which one of them? Which is the course that is better? Gariyaha. Which is better between these two options? Fight the war or not to fight the war? Not only that, Yadva Jayema Yativa Na Jayehu. Another doubt is what? We also do not know in this war, okay, we fight the war. Who is going to win? We don't know. Whether it's going to be victory or failure, we do not know at all. So, Jayema or no Jayehu, whether we will win or not win, we do not know. So, whether we should fight or not, it's not clear. And if you are fighting, whether we will win or not, that is not clear. So, everything is doubtful now. So far, he was telling, how can I kill Bhishma? How can I kill Drona? That means what? He assumed that he is going to win the war. Now he says he doesn't know whether I will win the war or not. So he has that doubt also. So one thing is troubling me too much is what? One unfortunate thing is that in front of me, who are saying? Dhartarashtraha avasthitaha. Dhartarashtraha. It is my own cousins. Dhartarashtraha. They are all standing in front of me, that I know. Right in front of me, they are all standing. That is clear. Whether to fight the war or not, I don't know. Whether I will win the war or not, I don't know. But the fact is, they are all standing in war right in front of me. I know that. So, dharma says, fight. Emotion says, do not fight. Immediately, mind says, Dhartarashtraha avasthitaha, my own kith and kin. Dhartarashtraha, my own kith and kin. Actually, when he says Dhartarashtraha, he has mostly Bhishma Drona in mind. Even though all in total refer to Dhartarashtraha. It's not just only Duryodhanadis. It is referring to Bhishma Drona in particular. So what type of Dhartarashtraha are they? Yan Hatva na Jiji Vishamaha. Yan Hatva, killing whom? Yan Hatva, we will never think of living in this world. Na Jiji Vishamaha. By killing this Drona and Bhishma, I can never think of living in this world after killing them. They are such people. So they are so dear to us. So such dear and near ones, such people, Pramukhe, in front of me, Avasthitaha, they are all standing. So such near and one dear people, Pramukhe, Avasthitaha, Dhartarashtraha, so how can I fight them? Now Krishna is very happy. Slowly Krishna is becoming, okay, guy is coming around. Because from Ajnanam, ignorance, Arjuna has come to what now? Samshaya, doubt. Because ignorance is bliss, no doubt comes. The guy who is ignorant, he is very happy, no doubt. Because he thinks he is ignorant, no problem. A guy who knows everything is also happy. So Jnani is also happy, and Ajnani, total Ajnani is also happy. He doesn't know. Only the problem is the in-between guys, who has doubts. He doesn't know whether to go this way or that way. So from Ajnanam, he has now come to Samshaya. Samshaya is doubt. So he has got now doubt, which is correct. So conflict comes, there is a choice now. He knows dharma, and at the same time he doesn't want to kill them. So there's a conflict. So what is the solution for that? He has to again explore further.
Karpanya dosho pagatastva svabhavaha.
Karpanya dosho pagatastva svabhavaha. Karpanya dosho pagatastva svabhavaha.
Prichami tvam dharma sammuda chetaha.
Prichami tvam dharma sammuda chetaha. Prichami tvam dharma sammuda chetaha.
Karpanya dosho pagatastva svabhavaha. Prichami tvam dharma sammuda chetaha.
Yachreyasyanishchitam
bruhitanme. Shadhimam tvam prapannam.
Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam. Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam.
Yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitanme. Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam.
Yachreyasyan nischitam bruhitanme. Shishyasteham shadhimam tvam prapannam.
Chariot is gone and a student is born. That is what is shown in this sloka. So Arjuna now completes the process of becoming a Shishya, a student to Krishna. So his helplessness is completely revealed here. So far he was in control. He never felt there is external help needed. Now he recognizes his own helplessness. His Dina Bhavaha. His helplessness. He is now, I am Dinaha. He understands that and he seeks out for help. Karpanya dosham upagata swabhavaha. Swabhavaha here means the mind actually. Swabhava normally means nature. Here it is the mind. So antakaranam. Antakaranam normally it is nature. Swabhava means it is in one's nature. Here it refers to his mind. Upagatam, it is stunned completely. The mind is blunted. The mind is completely stunned. It cannot function now at all. So confused. It cannot function at all. Because of what? Karpanya dosha. Because of Karpanya Doshaka. Karpanyam literally means poverty. Karpanyam means literally poverty. But here it is helplessness. Karpanya here means helplessness. It's not poverty. So it is weakness. It is his intellectual weakness. Intellectual poverty we can say. It's not material poverty. Intellectual poverty. So my intellect is not functioning now. It is blunted completely. Dina Bhavaha. So to solve the problem, what I need help. Because I am Dina. I cannot now get out without help. So I should surrender. First time Arjuna recognizes that he should do that. Prichami tvam dharma sammuda chetaha. I am dharma sammuda chetaha. I am, my mind is deluded. Regarding what? Dharma and adharma. Chetas means mind. Chetaha means intellect or mind. So it is completely deluded. Deluded with respect to dharma and adharma. Actually in the first chapter, Arjuna rattled so much about dharma and adharma. Jayate, Varna Sankaraha, all those things, you know, Srishtu Dushtasu, Varnishvarshneya. He talked all those things. So, all this dharma he said, he talked about Kula Dharma, he talked about Jati Dharma, the dharma is referring to all the caste, Varnas, he talked about all of them, Pitrukarmas, Pinda Udaka Kriyaha, he talked about all those ancestral rights, all those things will go away, tradition will go away, all that thing he talked about earlier. That means he spoke all of them out of confusion. He spoke about all dharma. Now he says, I don't know, dharma sammuda chetaha, I am confused with all dharma. Now he is telling. Whereas he spoke about so much of dharma in the first chapter. That means all those he spoke earlier were all out of confusion. Not because of clear understanding. So even then Krishna will not speak now. Even though he is telling dharma sammuda chetaha, he is not, still he will not still speak. He has to come out openly and say, I want to be your disciple. He wants him to say that, those words. I want to surrender. I want myself to be your disciple. Normally in the tradition, that is in our tradition, this is very, very peculiar. Na aprishtaha kasya chit bruyat. A person who doesn't ask openly, he has to come surrender and ask, please teach me. Till that time, do not give him. This is our tradition. A teacher will not give a teaching to anybody unless it is completely asked in surrender. So here, this is the thing. So Krishna is now waiting for Arjuna. Now he knows this guy is going to come around. But still he has not told, please help me, I am becoming your Sishya. So in first person singular he says, Prichami, Aham Prichami. I am asking you for a solution. Arjuna is asking, Aham Prichami. I am asking you for a solution. Because Prichami is first person singular here. So he makes it very clear, the fourth line, Aham Te Sishyaha. Aham Te Sishyaha. I am not asking casually. I am asking as your student. I am asking as your disciple, as your Sishya, I am asking. Sishyaha means what? Sadhana Yogyaha Sishyaha. Sadhana Yogyaha Sishyaha. Actually, Sishya is the word is derived from the root Shya. Shya means to teach. And another Ya is added to indicate what? Yogyatvam. So he is fit to be taught. A Sishya is a fit. Not everybody is a Sishya. Unless the person is fit to be taught, he is not a Sishya. So he should have the qualification of a student who is fit to be taught. So he is Shishya. So Shishya means what? One who is fit to be taught. Shya is the root. And who is fit to be taught now? Who is open and humble. He should not come with the prejudice. Oh, I know this. But the teacher, let us see what the teacher knows. A lot of people are like that. So he thinks he knows, so he wants to know what the teacher knows also. So some people are like that. What to do? So he should be open and humbled. So such a person, we call him Patra. A person who is open and humbled, we call him a Sat Patra. To him we can give this Vidya. To him we can give this knowledge. So Patra means a vessel. He is a vessel where we can give whatever thing is to be given to be. So it can be filled only when it, any Patra can be filled only when it fulfills two conditions. Right? A Patra, if you take a vessel, it can be filled only when there are two conditions. Number one, what? It's a very simple thing. You know, if the water is flowing in a tap, let us say, and you have got a tap, and a tap is a plastic tap, some tap, maybe a rusted tap. Now you got a gold vessel. Vessel is gold. Plastic tap is plastic or rusted. If you keep the vessel above the tap, will it ever get filled? You have the tap, the vessel should be below. Even if it is a gold vessel, it should be below the rusted tap. If it is kept above, it will never get filled. So the patram always should be humbly requesting the teacher for the knowledge. And that is figuratively shown in our tradition, in all the old drawings and all pictures you would have seen. Teachers sitting under a tree in a raised platform like this, and all students would be sitting down. So the patram are all sitting down, so knowledge flows from the higher point to the teacher. That's what Upanishad says. As the water flows from the top to the bottom, gradually, by itself, spontaneously, knowledge also will flow like that. When the teacher is, so the student has to approach the teacher with that humility. Today, what is happening in all these colleges, if you see, teacher is sitting, standing here, not sitting, stand. Teacher has to stand, the gallery is there all the way up. And what teacher has to do? He has to pump wisdom from here all the way to the top. And against gravity also. Against the gravity, he has to pump the wisdom all the way to the student. And he is to stand because he should always be ready to run. What missile will come on him, he doesn't know. From any student. So this is how modern day education is. So this is how, you know, they are all in big galleries. Of course, they have space problem and all, we understand. But the thing is, figuratively, in our tradition, they make a teacher stand in a pedestal, a higher pedestal, and student teaching on the floor, so that this flow can be there. Knowledge also will flow there. Number one condition that. Second condition is what? The vessel should be empty. If the vessel is already filled with water, whatever is poured again will overflow only. It is not going to go at all, anywhere. So to that extent, the vessel also should be prepared. Mind should be prepared mind. Mind should be willing to receive the education, the knowledge. So mind should be empty. So these two conditions have to be fulfilled. So once they are fulfilled only, then the teacher can give the wisdom and the person will be able to gather it. So the mind should be empty, the intellect should be empty, whatever way. So here Arjuna says, I am a patra. I am a deserving student. My ears are available to you. See, normally they say, lend your ears. Because many times people may be speaking. So, normally you lost him, Then they say, you know, if you are giving too much information, you lost him. He's not listening. You might be telling a lot of information. He's not listening. So you lost his ears. So here Arjuna says, my ears are available to me. They are available to receive information. So you can give it to me. Aham te shishyaha. And what do I want to know? Yat shreyaha syat tat me nishchitam bruhi. Yat shreyaha syat. Whatever is good for me. Yat shreyaha syat. Shreyaha. You tell me clearly, nischitam bruhi. Tell me clearly, you don't have confusion. You tell me firmly and clearly. Mam tvam prapannam shadi. That's what it is. Mam tvam prapannam shadi. Shadi actually can have two meanings here. One to protect. Trayate, to protect. And another is to teach. Both can be the things. So you protect me by teaching. You protect me because I am confused now. So the confused person, I need protection now. I need guidance. I don't want to get become a full wreck. So you have to now help me, protect me. So Tvam Prapannam, I have surrendered unto you. Tvam Prapannam, I have handed over myself to your care, to your guidance. You mold me as you wish. Now I am the Patram. You mold me as you wish. So surrender, when the moment a student says, I surrender unto you, what does it imply? It implies total shraddha, faith. Total shraddha on the part of the student. When he says, I surrender, number one, he left the ego. Number two, he has so total shraddha on the teacher. He believes. What is shraddha? Definition, we have already seen that earlier. I think I told in the first class, in Tattva Bodham, Guru Vedanta Vakyadishum Vishwasaha Shraddha. Whatever the Vedanta Vakya Shastra teaching the teacher imparts, to have unconditional faith in that is called Shraddha. So, I am now your student means I have got the Shraddha. Whatever you are teaching, I am ready to listen now. I am trying to equip myself with that knowledge. So, he says, Tvam Prapannam. So, it is Sashtanga Namaskaram he is doing. Sashtanga Namaskaram Arjuna is doing. Actually, Sashtanga Namaskaram means what? Sashtanga Namaskaram. Sashtanga Namaskaram means Urasam, Shirasam, Drishtyam, Manasam, Vapushagiram, Padhyam, Karabhyam, Karnabhyam, Pranamaham, Ashtangachate. So, for me, the entire body, all the eight parts of the body totally lying on the ground. So, in total surrender, I am now doing Ashtanga Namaskaram to you. Now, you take me as your Sishyam and you have to impart this knowledge to me. He is asking for solution. How I can get out of this situation? I do not know whether I should fight the war or get out of the war. So that is how Arjuna is now coming out and declaring himself as a student and seeking Krishna's help. Nahi prapasyami mama panudhyat.
Nahi prapasyami mama panudhyat. Nahi prapasyami mama panudhyat.
Yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam.
Yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam. Yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam.
Prapasyami mama panudhyat yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam.
Prapasyami mama panudhyat yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam. Prapasyami mama panudhyat yachokam uchoshanam indriyanam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham.
Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham.
Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam.
Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam. Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham. Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam.
Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham. Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam. Avapya bhuma vasapatna mruddham. Rajyam suranam api chadipatyam.
So he again ascertains why he is surrendering to Krishna. He again trying to ascertain, I am surrendering unto you because I am not able to find any other solution to my problem. He ascertains that. Aham na prapasyami. I do not find any solution at all. Na prapasyami. Yachokam uchokam indriyanam apanudhyat. By which my sorrow will be completely eliminated. Apanudhyad means will be eliminated. What? Yet chokam, my grief. So by which my grief can be completely eliminated, I am not able to find out a way out of that. Because if it is a simple, very casual sorrow, then it may be able to, I can get rid of it in a couple of days. It may go away in a couple of days. But this is not a very tolerable sorrow at all, very intense sorrow. So, asahya dukkham. Dukkham is asahya dukkham. It's a very, very intense sorrow it is. So, he says, uchokam indriyana. This grief, you know, it dries me up. It burns me up. Every sense of my organ, it burns all of them up. Which is an indication of what? Intensity. How intense the sorrow. It just dries me up, burns me up. Uchoshanam indriyana. Uchoshanam means burning up. It burns up me, drying me up. So even if you give me as compensation all the three lokas, all the three worlds to me. Okay, for this grief, I will give you all the three lokas. Take it away. No problem. It will not remove my grief. He says, Bhumau Rajyam Avapya Api. Even if I get this huge kingdom, Bhumau Rajyam, the great kingdom upon this earth. And what type of kingdom it is? Asapatnam and Riddham. Asapatnam means unrivaled, no enemies at all. Such a great kingdom, no enemy at all. Very peaceful life. Everything is available in plenty. Riddham. Riddham means samriddham. So the kingdom fully endowed with everything. Even if you give it to me, it is not going to solve this problem. So even if I have all the riches, that will not solve my problem. Suppose in return, for example, not only the earthly kingdom, you are giving me also the heavens itself. Suranam adipatyamapi. Suranam means all the devas, all the gods. Adipatyamapi, all the worlds ruled by the devas. Even if you give me all the worlds ruled by the devas, adipatya means lordship, kingship of all these devalokas. Surana means devanam. So even if you make me Indra, Indra is the king of all the devas. Even if you make me Indra here, it will not solve the problem. That's what Arjuna says. So this is actually very, very important. Since Arjuna is now ready to renounce even the Swargaloka for the sake of this particular solution. See, that is Tivra Icha, Mumukshutva, the craving desire. See how he is becoming an eligible student. Even all the material wealth, even all the kingdoms, everything, whatever is, they all do not matter to him. Actually, in Sattvabodha, we saw the first definition on that day. Iha mutrartha phala boga viragaha. What is dispassion? Vairagyam. We said, for the sake of self-knowledge, a person is willing to renounce even this world or even the world beyond. Swargalokas. He doesn't want any of them. Wants only self-knowledge. That's what Nachiketas did. Nachiketas went to the house of Yama, was staying in the outside for 3 days for Yama to come. And Yama came. Because he waited for 3 days, Yama gave him 3 boons. He asked, tell whatever you want, I will give you. Nachiketas was not interested in anything. He said, I will give you a kingdom. I will give you women. I will give you a lot of whatever material wealth you want. I will give all of them. Nachiketas said, I don't want any of them. I want only this knowledge. So that is the desire, that is the mumukshutvam that Arjuna is now having that. So suranam adipatyam. So his vivekam is there, his vairagyam is there. Both are there now. So not only he is just calling himself a shishya, he is now showing he is a fit shishya. Uttama adhikari. He is an eligible shishya. That's what he is telling. So samadhim shatka sampattihi. He has got all of them. So he has some problem that he is going to say that later. Vivekam, Vairagyam, Mumukshutvam, all are there with him. Viveka, the discriminative ability, Vairagyam, dispassionate attitude, and Mumukshutvam, the craving, desire to get the solution, all the three are there. But there is one other problem he is going to tell later among the Samadhi Shatka Sampatti that will come into that. Krishna actually, he will teach that. So with this now, Arjuna has offered himself and became a Shishya. Let's complete that. And now Krishna has to rise to the occasion. He should relinquish his charioteership and become a teacher. He has to do that thing. So because it's a wonder, because Krishna has the self-knowledge. He is a jnani. Krishna is a jnani. He is Lord. He is a jnani. So normally a person with knowledge, when he knows the other person lacks it, he will have the itching desire to give them. Normally, if you are in the company of a few people, if you know something and they are all rattling here, and for example, you know something is somewhere, and everybody is searching. If you know it, you will voluntarily try to tell, oh, here you are wasting your time, it is here. Or you will tell something. But Krishna is not doing that. Because Arjuna himself is going to wonder actually sometimes, I never knew that you knew this much. Arjuna is going to tell Krishna sometime later, I never knew because I thought you are my Sakha. You are my friend. I slept with you. I was, you know, playing with you. We all shared the same food. We were all doing all this. But I never knew you knew this much. That Arjuna is going to wonder at some point later. So now Krishna, the guru, he now comes to the forefront. Because Arjuna now stopped. Krishna has not started yet. So Sanjaya now, he interjects and he relates to Dhritarashtra. What is happening here? Sanjaya Uvacha.
Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya Uvacha.
Eva Muktva Hrishikesham.
Eva Muktva Hrishikesham. Eva Muktva Hrishikesham.
Gudakesha Parantapa.
Gudakesha Parantapa. Gudakesha Parantapa.
Eva Muktva Hrishikesham. Gudakesha Parantapa.
Eva Muktva Hrishikesham. Gudakesha Parantapa. Eva Muktva Hrishikesham. Gudakesha Parantapa.
Nayodhyayiti Govindam.
Nayodhyayiti Govindam. Nayodhyayiti Govindam.
Muktva Tushnim Babuvah.
Muktva Tushnim Babuvah. Muktva Tushnim Babuvah.
Nayodhyayiti Govindam. Uktva Tushnim Babuvah.
Nayodhyayiti Govindam. Uktva Tushnim Babuvah.
So what happened? Sanjaya is now reporting to Dhritarashtra, Gudakeshaha, Parantapaha, Evam Uktva. Gudakeshaha and Parantapaha, there are two names of Arjuna. We have already seen the words earlier. Gudakeshaha means what? The one who has conquered sleep. He is very alert, it's very sattvic. A person who is ready to receive knowledge. That is Gudakeshaha. And Parantapaha, Paran Shatrun Tapayati. Iti Parantapaha, one who is capable of destroying all enemies. Paran Shatrun. But it's actually in this context, it is a very peculiar adjective because he has conquered all external enemies. Arjuna has conquered all external enemies, no problem. But his internal enemies here, all is what? Kama, Krodha, all those things are still there. They are not conquered yet. So even though that adjective is given. So Bahya Ripun Tapayati, all the external enemies destroyed, but Antaraha Shatravaha, all these internal enemies, Kama, Krodha, these. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Matsarya, all those things not conquered yet. So, to conquer them, what one needs? One has to need Aham Brahmasmi Iti Astra. So, only with that weapon alone, you can conquer this ignorance part of it. Aham Brahmasmi, you will realize only with that thing. So, Sachin Arjuna, Krishikesham Evam Uktva. Krishikeshaha again refers to Krishna. Krishikeshaha, we also know the word Krishikeshaha. Krishinam Ishaha, the one Krishikanam Ishaha, the one who is the Lord of all sense organs, who has controlled all the sense organs, that is that Lord. So, Evam Uktva, addressing Krishna, means what? As was mentioned about, I am surrendering unto you. That's what he says. And what he says, Na yotsye iti uktva, I will not fight. Na yotsye. At the same time, I will not go away from here also. I will not fight. I will not go away from here also because I do not know which is correct. I am confused. I have the doubt. So it's a stalemate now. You have to tell me what I should do, what is correct. That's what, then only I will move. Iti Govindam Uktva, thus telling Lord Govindam, Hrishikesham Govindam. Hrishikesham means Lord Krishna, Govindam Uktva, Tushnim Babuva. Tushnim means silence. He became silent, quiet. Tushnim Babuva, having said this to Krishna, Arjuna became silent. Kha means this is it's a touching situation. Indication of a touching situation. Because in the war field, war is about to now erupt. At that time, he became silent. He just sat. So it is a peculiar condition. And that Arjuna refers to such Arjuna with that condition. That's what that Kha refers. So Sanjaya is narrating this to Dhritarashtra. Tamuva chagrishi keshaha.
Tamuva chagrishi keshaha. Tamuva chagrishi keshaha.
Prakasanniva Bharata.
Prakasanniva Bharata. Prakasanniva Bharata.
Tamuva chagrishi keshaha. Prakasanniva Bharata.
Tamuva chagrishi keshaha. Prakasanniva Bharata. Tamuva chagrishi keshaha. Prakasanniva Bharata.
ಿದಂ ವಚ
ಸ್ಲೋಕ ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೊ ಸಂಜಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ತಂ ಉವಾಚ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ತಂ ಉವಾಚ ದಸ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ಬಟ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ we are going to start from next week. The actual Bhagavad Gita starts from the next shloka. Actually, as I told earlier, Adi Shankara doesn't bother to even comment on all these shlokas. Because he says he skips the entire thing as one lot. All the things in the first chapter and all up to here, skips them as one lot. So that is why we are going very fast. Then on it will become very slow. So he is now the 11th shloka onwards till the 18th chapter, 78th shloka. The teaching will continue. But the 78th shloka, he says, so Krishna taught all these days. Till Arjuna says what? Nashto mohaham smritir labdha in the 18th chapter. So till Arjuna says, yes, all my delusion is gone. Doubts are gone. Now I am clear. Till the student says that, the teacher doesn't give up. So teacher, even though he teacher may say, okay, I have taught. If this guy is not understanding, you know, this guy is, that's how he is, his prarabdha is like that, he cannot understand, or he is what, jnana sunyam or whatever he can say and leave. But the teacher will not leave. A good teacher makes sure that the student understands whatever. So he is not giving up till he says, nashto mohaham in the 18th chapter. Till that time he will teach. And what are the condition of Krishna here? If he is also in the same condition like Arjuna, he is also like, well, Arjuna is what? All grief stricken, pure morose, tears in his eyes. Then, what Arjuna said? Siddhanti mama ghatrani. All that thing he said already, right? Mukamcha parishushyati. All that thing he says. Then if he is also crying, and Krishna is also crying, because what? The one baddha purushaha, a bound person, one who is bound with samsara, he cannot definitely lead another person who is also a baddha purushaha. So if it's a blind leading the blind, you know, in the Bible you heard this statement, blind leading the blind. So the same thing here. So a baddha purushaha can never elevate another baddha purushaha who is also bound. He can never do that. So Krishna does not have the problem of samsara. He is a jnani. Problem doesn't. So he is prahasan. Prahasan niva, the sloka says, because he is not morose. He is not having any grief. So he is smiling. Prahasan niva. He is prahasan. Okay. The contrast is what? Arjuna is having the miserable face and Krishna is having the smiling face. That is the contrast. Means what? No samsara for him. So Krishna is ananda swarupaha and Arjuna is dukkha swarupaha. So his dukkha is overcome. And always the guru should be in such a condition. He is called the Sadguru. Right? Sadguru, how do you write in English? S-A-D-G-U-R-U. If he is a sad guru, so he cannot Sadguru became a sad guru. Right? So he should be prahasan. For him, there should be no dukkham. He is clear. So he, but at the same time, he cannot be smiling, opening his teeth so much. Because then that guy, he is in grief. This guy is laughing. What kind of teacher he is? So prahasan niva. As though he is smiling. That's what Krishna was. Krishna's condition is so nicely portrayed here. He understands his problem. But he also understands the meaninglessness of that problem. He knows Arjuna is ignorant. The problem, he knows what he is overcome with. He is overcome with his attachment. All these problems because of that. He knows that. So prahasan eva. It's not as he is fully laughing. He is prahasan eva. So Krishna was smiling also because his teaching is going to be effortless teaching. Because for Krishna, it is an effortless teaching. He is a jnani himself. This knowledge to impart on him is not involving a lot of effort. He doesn't have to prepare, for example, I have to prepare notes, I have to come, all that. Krishna is preparing. He can just talk. He is Krishna. So for he is at ease. Because he is at ease, no tension. So prahasan, very smiley face, no problem at all. And when the teacher has a prasanna vadanam, when he is having smile all the time on his face, it also motivates the student. Okay, this is not something very hard for me to understand. The moment otherwise student comes, this entire thing is all hot. Vedanta is all dry. Why it is like, why you want to honestly come for this? I took so many years to learn. You think you are going to get everything in? Nobody will. No student will try to learn Vedanta, that's it. So he is Prahasan. He comes with a smiley face. Guy, no problem. Solution is very simple. It is the very simplest solution I am going to give you. That is what he is trying to tell. Because solution is already with you. You have not only understood that. You are Ananda Swarupaha. Already you only don't know. You don't have to go anywhere to seek the solution. To get this Brahma Vidya knowledge, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to any school, or you don't have to do this tapas, that tapas. None of those things are needed. You have to only understand that you are that. Once you know that, you are relieved, you are liberated. So Krishna knows it's a very simple teaching. For him it's a simple teaching. For Arjuna has to equip him. That the preparation is the problem. Once the preparation is over, knowledge is immediate. So this is not something very difficult. So Krishna knows all that. So Prahasana. So with a smiley face, Krishna is telling. So effortlessly, he can teach that to him. And also Krishna, why he is also smiling? He is internally happy that his mischief worked. Because Arjuna turned around. He put the chariot right in front of Bhishma and Drona. If he had put the chariot in front of Duryodhana or Duchasana, you know what would have happened. Arjuna would not have waited even for 1 second. He would have shot at Duchasana the next moment. Because he knows arch rivals. But he put him in front of Bhishma. So his mischief worked. So again Krishna smiles because his mischief worked. He placed the chariot in the right place to make Arjuna really feel all these things and recognize the problem of samsara and also recognize the need for a solution and help to be sought from Krishna. At the same time, Krishna Sanjaya says, Prahasan Iva. As I told you, it is Prahasan Iva, as though smile. Krishna is showing that kind of a thing. Bharata. Bharata means, O Dhritarashtra. Bharata refers to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya is addressing Dhritarashtra. O Bharata, with the smiling face, Lord Krishna addressed Arjuna where? Senayor Ubayor Madhyem Vishidantam Idam Arjuna. Sanjaya, he brings the contrast also. Krishna is what? Prahasan. Smiley face. Arjuna is what? Vishidantam Idam Arjuna. Arjuna. The Arjuna who is grieving, who is full of sorrow, full of tears. That is the contrast between Arjuna, the samsari Arjuna and a jnani Krishna. Jnani Krishna Prahasan. Samsari Arjuna grieving. He is telling. Idam Vachaha. The following words he said. 11th sloka onwards, Krishna is going to tell all those words. Here, where it is told? Senayor, Ubayor, Madhye. Between the two forces. Ubayor means two forces. Between the two forces. Because Arjuna does not have even the patience to go somewhere else. Oh, this is a knowledge I have to seek. This is a solution I am asking. So why don't you go somewhere in a secluded place? Because I don't want to be disturbed by all this noise. People are now blowing their conches. Somebody is beating their drum. No noise. Let us go to a secluded place. Let us discuss. So you teach me. I will gain knowledge and come. No. Teach me right here. Arjuna is not willing to wait even for a second. Teach me right here. Because he doesn't have even the patience to go anywhere else. The urgency of the solution is so much. The grievance is so much that we will finish solving the problem right here in the battlefield. Senayor, Ubayor, Madhyam, in between the two armies, let us finish this solution. So the teaching is going to take place between Krishna the teacher, not the charioteer anymore, Krishna the teacher, because that relationship of charioteer, master and charioteer is gone. No more that now. It is only the teacher and the student. That is going to Arjuna is the disciple. And what did Krishna teach? We will start from next week. Yo Veda Dau Swaravaroko Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tadasya Prabhupadena Sayaparasa Maheshwaraha.